RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And some more ticket texts. My champ is Santa. My daughter got a ton of gifts. Chump, the entire Lions organization, wasted year, Scott and Carlton. My oldest son's birthday is Christmas Eve. Every year we take him to Dave and Buster's. We were unable to do that this year due to everybody being sick. Did not have the kids over. Did not go to the families. It was very, very rough year, George and Rochester. I think a lot of people are sharing that same story. Kang's whole household has been going through it. Their Christmas was derailed. Had to audible the audible, which sucks. I know a bunch of people have had to kind of change plans or cancel plans at the last minute because of illnesses. And there's a bug going around. We're like, you know, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Drink lots of fluids. Vitamin C. And again, wash your hands. 248-539-9797. Tim is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long time listener, go way back. Real quick, I know you guys are taking a lot of calls today, but I'm trying to touch on the coach in the NFC. I do think that Dan Campbell is the least of those coaches because I've always been an advocate that when he got here, he has improved, but at the same time, he still is not a sideline coach strategically or with clock management. And going forward now with not the same having the same offensive line, I think it's starting to get fans are starting to get tired of that. And Brad Holmes, I think on your station you say a lot of people worship him. I think a lot of people are getting tired of him. I think the last two, I think he's holding his hat on those two first drafts, but he has not done nothing to the draft, and he hasn't done anything lately at the trade deadline. I think people are getting tired of that, and the fans are getting tired of that.
I appreciate the call, Tim. I think the trade deadline stuff's always interesting because you don't know. You don't know what's available. All you can judge things on really are if a player is moved, would you have made the same move or a similar move to try to acquire that same player? Because that's the only known commodity. I don't know how many offensive linemen were available at the trade deadline. Did I want them to get one? Absolutely. Absolutely. But only one lineman went. And a very average offensive lineman that was dealt.
But even then, should the Lions have made that move?
I understand.
You know? It was a six-round pick. You're talking about Trevor Penning? Yeah. Went to the Chargers? It was a six-round pick.
I hear you. And this is where I'm agreeing with that. But the thing is, you don't know what else was there and what else was being asked for. Like, if they wanted something better than that and they're asking for that player and the team comes back and says, yeah, it's going to cost a second-round pick. And the Lions like, well, it's not worth it. You know, it's worth a fourth-round pick. We're not going to do that. Which gets to my point. My biggest change, I'd like to see a change in philosophy from Brad Holmes, is I'd like to see Brad Holmes not being as aggressive on draft day and moving so much on draft day, assets like fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks, keep moving or the future third round picks or whatever, to constantly move up and draft somebody in the third round, which is what we've seen a lot. You know, you look at this team with a Hendon Hooker, Isaac Tesla, Giovanni Manu. I think Broderick Martin was another one they had to move around and get. And all the draft capital that was used to take those guys, like to hang on to that draft capital because that's the stuff that you can use at the trade deadline and be aggressive. Because the trade deadline, all teams are looking for is draft picks. They're not looking for bad players. They're looking for draft picks. And you're dealing with known commodities at that point. I want that known commodity from that team, and it's going to cost me this third-round pick. So from that, that's the disagreement, I guess, that I have with Brad Holmes. And I don't even know if it's a disagreement. It's just I look at what he has done, and I guess I would like to see things done differently in that regard. Less aggressiveness when it comes to moving up to take guys that are you're going to take in the third and fourth round, and more aggressiveness when it comes to the trade deadline. But, you know, it is what it is, and unfortunately this season has worked out the way that it has. And I thought that game against the Vikings on Christmas Day is the worst game I've seen in the Dan Campbell era, given what was at stake. They had to win, and they lost badly. Mike Valenti joins me in the studio. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
How was your Christmas?
Good. And now we're back in a whiteout and things and a bomb cyclone. Right. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a white squall.
So
looking for Kate Beckinsale outside.
We're just going to – I'm going to take Dan Campbell's line of, you know, we're going to look at everything. I want to show you what everything looks like. I've come up with what everything is. Here are all the places you could look at evaluation. And I want to leave it to the people. Instead of playing the blame game, I'm going to offer you how far are you willing to go if everything is on the table. So we're going to – because I feel like maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's already gotten their grievances out about what went down on Christmas Day. So, like, I've got something a little more forward-looking. But I want to know if people are ready to really look at everything. So I've got, like, five things. And we'll just lay it out, and then I'll get yelled at until 6. It'll be super exciting.
I don't think you get yelled at.
It'll be exciting.
I think you do the yelling.
I've tried to not do as much of that. The vocal cords as I age, I need to be careful.
Understand.
But we're going to do that, and we'll just see where it goes. And obviously, can we say that? We'll do that on Monday. And if there's any kind of gap in the Lions' action, I can offer my Kyle Whittingham thoughts. U of M.
Yeah, that is, I mean, my quick 2 cents. Thought it was a great hire for him. I think he's a hell of a coach. I just don't know if it's a long-term thing. And some of what's been said, we're going to get more into it tomorrow, but just kind of interesting. The way things are shaking out and really throwing Sherrone Moore under the bus, what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And not that he shouldn't be, but I hope people aren't rewriting history.
Michigan? Never.
I'm just
sorry.
Just
had to get one last one in before the end of the year. Well, all right. We'll talk to you next.
Yeah, you've got time with that and look forward to hearing those takes as we move on. Look, as far as the Lions are concerned, one last game. It's against the Bears. We find out it's going to be a 4:25 kick next week. We got some great football coming up in the NFL. I can't wait for it this weekend. We got the college games in the college football playoff. That's going to be a ton of fun. But then you've got all these do-or-die games in the NFL, teams trying to make the playoffs, teams trying to win their division, teams trying to get the number one seed. That's what the last week in the league is all about, and we're all about it to enjoy that. Unfortunately, the Lions are not going to be taking part in that, and that does, in fact, and truly suck. Look forward to Mike Valenti next with the Mike Valenti Show and Rico here on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.